And a very happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, December 27, 2022. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake on board the beautiful Oceana Serena. I am not in St. Kitts. I'm a moron, is what I believe. Yesterday during the podcast, I thought we were going to be in St. Kitts. Today, we're not in St. Kitts till next cruise. We're in St. Lucia, a beautiful island in the Lesser Antilles, part of the West Indies, and we are in with four other cruise ships. There are five ships in St. Lucia at the same time, and because we are a premium cruise line, and actually the smallest ship, we were given the worst docking spot. We are around the corner from the Costa Fabuloso, I think it's the Fabuloso. We are bringing up the rear on a Costa ship across the bay in St. Lucia. If you've been here, you know what I'm talking about, where they have the Chotsky Square. It's all full of huts and shops and Diamonds International and other places to buy t-shirts and you know what, and there's beer and everything over there. There are two Holland America ships there as part of their assisted living tour, and then there's also the Jewel of the Seas over there. So that's a total of, I'm going to guess, 2,600, about 4,500, 5,000 people all dumping off in that area. On our side, we're on the town side behind the Fabuloso. It's not as busy, but it's not as look, if you come to a Caribbean island, and I'm saying things that most of the listeners of this podcast already know. If you come to a Caribbean island, with the exception of St. Bart, the downtown areas are nothing spectacular, and you must go on a tour, a trip, do something. In St. Lucia, you can go to, there's a drive-in volcano called the Sulphur Springs. You can drive in it. I don't know if it's like Stewart's, where they drive in to Stewart's, where you can get a hot dog and a beer. Oh, there's the duck. I received emails yesterday asking me where the duck was. Well, yesterday was a holiday. My duck is a Teamster, local 945. So we had the day after Christmas. They had the day off. Everybody in our Miami office took the day off, went out the duck. A good friend of mine, Arthur, thought maybe the duck had the day off, and he was spinning his dreidel, celebrating the end of Hanukkah. And if you've ever spun your dreidel, don't get caught. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, we're in St. Lucia, and we're here until 5 o'clock today. It is sunny, which is kind of unusual, but it'll probably rain later. It usually does. It's a rainy port. It's very green for that reason. It's very much like Dominica, but the guests are going to have a lot of fun. But if you come to the islands of the Caribbean, make sure you do something. Go on a trip, go on a tour. Let us get to it before the duck interrupts me again. Before I get to what's going on in the travel and cruise industry today, in 1831, this is what happened way back when. Charles Darwin embarked on his journey aboard the HMS Beagle, and that's when he formulated his theory on evolution. And I would say to you, Chuck, you should have cruised spring break on a Carnival ship, and you would have thought maybe there's not that much evolution as you thought. Well, you recognize that sound? That's the sound of five ships unloading in St. Lucia at the same time. It's also the new national anthem for Port Ushuaia in Argentina. That's the headline today. The headline today is, "Bring 'em on, brother. We ain't no damn Bar Harbor." You know, Bar Harbor, Maine, Tahiti, Key West, they don't want the ships anymore. Venice, stay away. We don't want the business. Not in Ushuaia. And I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done South America probably 30 times around the horn. Ushuaia is one of the most beautiful spots in the world. It is Bar Harbor down in South America. Shops and restaurants and snow-capped mountains. It really is spectacular there. And they want that business. They want this sound. According to Dante Corsiali, he must be Italian. He's in charge of the Tourism Institute down there. He's the president. Over 200,000 tourists will visit Tierra del Fuego this season. That's huge. 2019, pre-pandemic, there were 450 cruise calls. This year, there'll be 540. They want the business. If you're going to South America, make sure that's on the itinerary. It is a spectacular spot to visit. It really is. Now it's time for me to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have a voice that goes, very sorry. I thought Costa was like not out of business, but not doing a whole lot. But the Costa Fabuloso is around the corner. Now it's an older Costa ship. It doesn't look that fabulosa. The Costa Firenze is their brand new ship. Nice big ship, built in 2021, but hadn't sailed because of the pandemic. Now it's sailing again. It has 4,232 guests, and it will be doing its inaugural season in Brazil. Okay, it has to go somewhere. The executive vice president of South and Central America, his name is Dario Restico. He said, and I quote, "It is an enormous satisfaction to be able to provide the Brazilian market with a new ship." All right, I accept that English is not his first language. Dario, a suggestion. There's a website called Grammarly. It's wonderful, Grammarly. Whatever you're going to put in writing, put it in Grammarly, and it will tell you that it is an enormous satisfaction. It makes no freaking sense at all. Just spend some money. I see this more and more. I've said it before in the past. Press releases coming from major corporations and companies. I'll put them in Grammarly, and there'll be so many mistakes just grammar-wise. This one just doesn't make any sense. He also goes on to say that the new Costa Firenze is a ship that caters to different public profiles. And we are happy to know that the Brazilians are interested in the product, making bookings. Making bookings. That's what the guy does in Staten Island when you want to bet a horse. He makes book. Whatever. I shouldn't criticize anybody because I speak terrible English and I can barely read, but come on. This went out in a press release. Dario, a little effort, babe. How about Grammarly? All right, let's talk about big ships, big new ships. The Costa Firenze is a baby, 4,200 guests. The MSC World Europa is now officially in service. It was used as a hotel during the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. I don't know. It's now doing its inaugural season in the Middle East. It's doing four-night repositioning cruises in Dubai. It's going to be sailing out of Dubai. It's a massive ship, 216,000 tons, 6,700 guests, but only 2,100 crew. So think about that. It's 3-1. Three guests to one crew member. Here on board the beautiful Oceana Serena, I'm not shilling for the company. We are not full, but that's because, in my opinion, we're round-tripping out of Barbados. And Barbados, thanks to American Airlines, is a pain in the ass to get to. And people probably looked at that ahead of time. But we have 500 guests and we have 400 crew. We're almost 1.2. I don't know who the 0.2 is. Service here is, food here is amazing, just spectacular. And over there, you're going to have 6,700 guests, and you're going to have 2,100 crew, and you're going to have a lot of waiting in big lines. I'm not knocking the product. That's their product. I call it Greyhound with life jackets. In this case, out of Dubai, it'll be a burqa with life jackets, and a lot of guys with the big sunglasses and bodyguards. So if you happen to have your own personal bodyguard, maybe you want to take that trip. 6,700 guests. Adam Martindale was a food and beverage director here at Oceana, went on to start his own travel planning agency called MartindaleTravelandTours.com. He's immensely successful. I see him all over Facebook. He's traveling around the world. He seems like he's always on vacation, but he's not. He's participating in tours and whatever. I saw this on his Facebook site. So thank you, Adam, for this. It turns out in New Zealand, next year, they'll have the first winery airline. It's called Invivo Air. Basically, this winery has chartered a plane, it sounds like. It's a Saab 340. That's a turboprop, 36 seats. But it's pretty cool. You fly from Auckland to Queensland, and during the flight, which is a couple of hours at 18,000 feet, you have a wine tasting. And you have all the Kiwi snacks, and you have all the wine. And then when you get to Queensland, you stay overnight, and you go to a restaurant there that's called the Botswana Butchery. That's not a name I would choose for my restaurant, but, you know, what do I know? Botswana Butchery. In fact, when I'm in the kitchen at my house, it's called Tom's Butchery. But it's, a nice restaurant in Queensland. And when you're there, you'll have another wine tasting with the two guys from Invivo, Rob Cameron and Tim Lightborn. And I gather they're well-known around the world for their Sauvignon Blanc and their Pinot Noir. So if you're interested, you can find it by, I think, Googling Invivo. Or you can go to MartindaleTravelandTours.com. This is not a paid announcement. He doesn't even know I'm talking about it. But it looks cool as hell. That's what I'd say. I talk a lot about Carnival, and I like Carnival Cruise Line. I like Christine Duffy. You know that. My opinion means nothing to anybody except to me. But they've struggled. They're struggling right now through the pandemic. They have a big debt load. They've dumped 26 ships. Made sense because many of them were fuel guzzlers. They were older ships and burning bunker fuel with toxic fume coming out, and we have to be green by 2050. So they're streamlining. They have a much younger fleet as they get rid of the older ships. But they still struggle. But they announced during their fourth fourth quarter earnings call that they would anticipate in 2023 first quarter 90% occupancy. They have a lot of ships. I mean, if you're new to this podcast, Carnival Corporation is Carnival Cruise Line, Costa Cruise Line, Princess Cruise Line, P&O, Seabourn, Holland America. There's two others that's flying around, and there's some. Anyway, 90% is pretty good. Not good enough. But considering that in the beginning of 2022, it was 54% occupancy, and now they're at 90% occupancy. So the occupancy, you know what I mean. Beds, they have a lot of beds. They have a lot of beds to fill. Just crazy. So they're doing better. If you own stock in Carnival, you can take a breath. Harding, I forget their full name, Harding Shop Stores, whatever, Harding Boutiques, I guess. They're very popular throughout the industry. They have boutiques on 102 vessels. That's a lot. They provide the boutiques here on board. They have very nice product in the boutiques. I have one problem with it. The problem I have with it, they don't have enough logo wear. When I get on a cruise ship, I want to buy something that says the ship. I want a shirt, t-shirt, anything that says Oceana Serena, Oceana Regatta, whatever, and they have very little of that. They have all these name brands. They're bragging now in a new press release because they just added six more ships to their roster of ships that they provide boutiques in, that they will now have Marc Jacobs and Floral Street clothing. I don't know who they are, and I don't care. Do I have to go to Marc Jacobs to buy something that says Oceana Serena on it? I think I'm going to open up a boutique, and I'm just going to sell logo wear from all the cruise lines. You don't have to go on the cruise now. You just come to my boutique and buy yourself buy something like Silver Sea, Oceana, not necessarily other cruise lines. But anyway, congratulations to Harding. They're getting bigger and bolder and better, I suppose. But how about some logo? That's all I'm saying. A couple of logo things. Be nice. All right, that's it. It's a pretty fast Tuesday. It's getting better. Stories are getting better. I've had to do a lot of research. Thanks to Adam on Facebook. I knew about the winery in the air. And I'm also looking at something called Cruise Mapper now. CruiseMapper.com. They had a couple of good stories today. So there are now up 7 or 8 places I search for the news. And that's my job. If you're a first-time listener, my job is to give you what's going on in the industry, and then, you know, I don't go into detail. If you're interested in that story, you can find it and go look for it and get excited about it. There you go. Tomorrow, you know where I am? I hope you do, because I have no idea. It's the Caribbean. You just get on a ship, you relax, you have a couple of pops, you do what you do, you know. Have a good Tuesday, and my wish is that everybody in the Northeast thaws out soon. This bomb cyclone is nuts. Just crazy. And we're 83 degrees today and a little overcast. Stop complaining. That's the duck telling me to fold it up. Let's go. All right. Have a good Tuesday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.